Hey guys, it's Eric RPG. I've got another review for you, and this time it is Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin. This is Team Ninja's game that has most of its engine from the Neo games embedded and combined with the Final Fantasy lore, specifically of the original Final Fantasy, and it is set up as a sort of prequel to Final Fantasy, because you go around playing as a character named Jack Garland, who you only know as Jack, but it's quite obvious from the onset that he's supposed to be Garland, and not really spoiler alert, but it's a story about how he became Chaos, and the plot is about how he was summoned to this world, or sent to this world, we don't know until much later in the game, to kill Chaos in order to regulate the flow in dark and light energy on the world of whatever the name of the planet that Final Fantasy takes place on. But it might be Cornelia, because it's kind of funny that the name of the kingdom is the name of the planet, but whatever. But I guess you're in charge, you can make the rules. Anyways, we learned a little bit more about Lilithinians and how they might not be so great of a race, and probably the reason why they ended up dying. Maybe that actually gets explored in DLC or a potential sequel, but we never actually see it happen. We only see Jack's journey to becoming Chaos, really. And he's accompanied by a couple party members you get, who are, of course, the Four Fiends. Sure, I'm kind of spoiling the plot for you, but if you hadn't played Final Fantasy, sorry, but if you had, you should know by now, and even if you didn't, the game makes it very obvious that that's the case anyway, so it's more about... I'm not really spoiling anything, because the real story of the game is the journey itself, and I haven't said a thing about that, what goes on in between that, but like I said, it plays like the Neo games, and if you're not familiar with those, they're basically like a much faster paced version of something more akin to Sekiro or Bloodborne, with a little bit of Souls as well, but this game's more of a very pared-down version of that, but after they have stripped it down so thoroughly, they added their own twist to make it unique from those games, and even Neo. Because even though it has Neo's loot system, where you have different tiers of rarity for certain pieces of equipment, your characters don't gain levels. Instead, your levels are really based on your equipment levels themselves. And your job levels, which you can switch to at any point in the game, which makes it very, very fun to experiment with different classes. And if you're not having success beating a certain boss or a group of enemies or segment through the level, switching up your jobs might be the way to go. So being able to mix and match on the fly is actually pretty good. And there are, I think, 28 classes for the game. It might be 24. I'm not exactly sure. I don't really keep track count of these things. But it's most of the classes from Final Fantasy V and 3 specifically. It doesn't really go beyond that. You won't see anything like a Machinist. Or maybe, I mean, with the DLC upcoming, they may add a few new classes and weapon types for the characters to complement those classes, but it's a beefy number, to be sure, and there's lots of experimentation there, but obviously the higher tiered classes are much better, and it's kind of hard to go back to the older ones. The older ones basically just serve as a foundation for the later ones, but you can go back to an old class if you want, because it might have specific innate abilities, and that might be more useful for you or maybe just like casting a certain type of spell. Like the Black Mage has Flare and Meteor, but like the Sage doesn't have those. It has Ultima instead, which is arguably a better spell, but it has a little bit trick to using it, unlike those two. So they don't have that restriction. Other new mechanics in the game would include the Soul Shield, which is basically your parry mechanic. It's kind of similar how burst counters worked in Neo 2, but you can hold down the button to block an attack, but that consumes more, so you're better at working on short bursts of button presses, and that'll be important because you need to hit the parry button more than once for some of these attacks because they have multiple hits on them. So just something to keep in mind. And the break gauge is actually pretty low. It only starts at 1,000, which is not a lot. But there are ways to make it slightly longer, but increasing your stamina goes a long way into fixing that. You can do normal block too, regardless of what your class is, but it will only fully protect you from physical attacks, and it will still eat away your soul shield gauge. So that's another thing to keep in mind. It's like, do you want to block an attack, or do you want to try parrying it? Because if you try parrying it, and if it's ability that's highlighted in blue, or not blue, purple, by the enemy, you can use their what's called an instant ability, which just basically lets you steal it for a bit and gives you other anywhere from 1 to 3 shots of the ability that's on hand. Usually they're more useful for using against different enemy types, because sometimes they'll cast fire spells and anything's resistant to fire, so it won't actually damage them. But at least you'll block the attack and store it for later, as long as you're not dead or don't get hit too many times, because you can't lose it pretty easily. But it's a fun game, but it's kind of technically poor, because the game's performance is kind of all over the place. It's normally a 60 frames per second game on the PS5 and PS4 on a PS5, but it's generally not worth playing the PS4 or the Xbox One versions of the game. You're better off playing it on Series X or S instead of either of those consoles, along with the PS5. Just play the PS5 and Series X and S versions, because or get a good PC, because the Wii already weak performance of the game is undercut by even more weak performance on less capable hardware. But maybe with a few more updates, they can add some performance patches that will balance it out a little bit more and make it stable. Because there's some screen tearing in some spots, but it wasn't enough to mar my enjoyment of the game, but it was enough to lessen it. And as it stands right now, it's kind of hard to recommend on anything but probably a good PC, because you could probably just get a machine that's just powerful enough to overcome a lot of that stuff. But visually, it's also not very graphically impressive, because it looks like it was a game that was originally designed during the PS3 era, and unless the game was just going for that look, which, in case they succeeded, I guess, but it's not especially aesthetically pleasing, so it's kind of confusing. But it's entirely possible it was a resurrected project from back then, and compared to Neo, and Neo 2 especially, it doesn't look that great, but the gameplay is where it counts, and it's definitely worth it. The story is actually surprisingly pretty good whenever the game actually wants to tell you what's going on, because it takes a while to even get there. But there's only like a handful of missions in the game, less than 20. I think it's like anywhere from 15 to 18 if you're not counting the inner mission levels. But there are some side missions, so and like I said, there's DLC on the way, and there's going to be 3 of those. And there are probably going to at least be 3 to 5 levels each for those packs. So maybe they'll actually fix some of the post-game content too, because it's kind of lacking too, because after you beat the game, all that's left is really playing the game in chaos mode and getting all the achievements, which is actually pretty easy. I'm going to give this game an 8.5 out of 10, despite its technical issues. If they weren't there, I'd probably give it at least a 9, but if not 9.5. But if you're a fan of the Neo games or the Soul games, definitely check this out. But at this point in time, you're better off waiting until sale, because it's not quite worth the $60. I mean, I didn't have a problem paying that, and I don't regret it, but for anybody else, you'd probably be better paying 40 or less for this game, especially with the DLC on the way. But that's it for now. See you guys later. Bye-bye.